Mountain West states like Montana, Colorado, and Utah are seeing unprecedented growth right now. In fact, Idaho is the fastest growing state in the nation. But that's not the case in Wyoming, where the population is shrinking. Wyoming Public Radio's Maggie Mullen explores why.
Elsa Frohlicker grew up in Cheyenne, Wyoming.
I think Wyoming has a very small town feel, which I adore. I love it.
But Frohlicker wants to see more of the world. So when she graduates from the University of Wyoming this May, she'll be going to grad school somewhere else.
It's between University of Puget Sound, which is in Tacoma, Washington, and University of New Mexico, which is in Albuquerque.
An estimated 60% of young people like Frohlicker take their degree and leave the state. Brandon Checkey is another student who plans on checking out. He's about to finish his master's in accounting and will move to Omaha, Nebraska. It will be the biggest city he's ever lived in.
I think the mystery of it all is actually what I'm more interested in.
That, and there's a job waiting for him with Union Pacific, the second largest railroad system in the country. Checkey got the position through a college job fair. He says the benefits first got his attention, but it was the amenities in Omaha that sealed the deal.
And they have a lot more stuff that just goes on. They have a theater in downtown Omaha, and I think they have like a world-famous zoo and aquarium.
Still, kids itching to leave their hometowns isn't unique to Wyoming, especially in other rural states. So what else is going on? Samuel Western is a Wyoming author and cultural critic. He says Wyoming's problem has everything to do with its resource economy and the boom and bust cycle.
Traditionally, Wyoming has been contra-cyclical. That means that when commodity prices are high, people come in, and when they're low, they leave.
But that's not unique to Wyoming either. Other states have faced that reality. He says what is unique to Wyoming is how it's dealt with that reality.
We've just kicked the can down the road.
On the other hand, he says states with similar economies have realized that people and their ideas are better than natural resources at bringing in wealth, and they've diversified. Wyoming, he says, is just starting to get that. Governor Matt Mead recently introduced an initiative mandating economic diversity.
The fact that we are talking about it, that it's in print, that means we have to have people come into the state right now in order to make it work, is a fairly novel concept.
So how do you get people to come back? One way is the state program Wyoming Grown. Haley McKee helped launch the program.
We knew that we needed to look at folks who were familiar with Wyoming and familiar with the Rocky Mountain region, love the outdoors.
One of their strategies in luring young Wyomingites back is flattery. A friend or a family member who still lives in the state nominates someone who's left. That person then gets a letter from the governor asking them to come home. McKee thinks that's a powerful tool.
Governor Mead wants me to come back to Wyoming, and it makes them feel special.
But even if they don't come back straight away, McKee counts on them coming home eventually, something Frohlicker is already planning.
But I would love to come back to Wyoming ultimately and raise my family here and spend the rest of my life here, for sure.
Again, college grads coming back to their rural states or small hometowns to start a family isn't unique to Wyoming either. So to get people like Brandon Checkey to come back, the Cowboy State will have to do more.
I think we would have to have much more growth in Wyoming, or at least a more diversified economy.
That's what the state is working on right now. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen in Laramie.